till Maariv. So maybe we'll just share a quick thought of Dvar Torah, more Divrei Hashgacha. Everyone could sit back a little bit from the parsha as well. We spent the night discussing the halachas of Maariv's Ayin. We said it comes off of the pasuk of Vihiyisam Nikiyim Me'Hashem Mi'Yisrael in this week's parsha, Parshas Matos. We mentioned the Mishnah in Shkalim in Paragimel Mishnah Beis, and the Mishnah says, two psukim, it says, Vihiyisam Nikiyim Me'Hashem Mi'Yisrael, you have to avoid Maariv's Ayin, keep your reputation clean, keep yourself to the public observer totally spick and span, because the pasuk says, Vihiyisam Nikiyim Me'Hashem Mi'Yisrael. And the second pasuk from Mishlei, Paragimel, which says, that you have to find favor in the eyes of Hashem as well as the people around you, so don't do anything that would look a little fishy. No pun intended from the Gemara in Krisis about fish blood. So, strange about these two psukim. Both psukim talking about Maariv's Ayin, that you should protect your reputation from b'nei adam, from people around you, and yet both psukim mention one other person. V'yisam nikiyim me Hashem umi Yisrael. Umtzachin v'seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam. So if you're trying to teach me a din about Maariv's Ayin, say, V'isim Nikim mi Yisrael, Umtzachin b'nei adam. Why add an Hashem? What's the point of putting him into that pasuk? We're trying to protect our reputation from other people. Hashem doesn't worry about our reputation. He knows everything we do, even b'chadar chadarim. So it's in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim al Torah, they quote the following story. An Avrich took a job, a physician, as a rav in a shul, and the Chavetz Chaim wanted to offer him one piece of advice. And he said, the pasuk says, V'isim Nikim mi Hashem umi Yisrael. Before you try to satisfy every machir's opinion in the shul, make sure you're satisfying the requirements of the Ribono Shalom. V'yisim nikiyim me'Hashem, once you're clean from Hashem, once you're pure in Hashem's eyes, once you're doing all the mitzvahs properly, once you're keeping your reputation clean in terms of God, then start worrying about people, then start worrying about satisfying everyone's requirements around you. So perhaps a deeper analysis of that story. The Gemara in Sukkah on Mem Tes says, let me read it here, Kol Adam Shiesh Alav Chein, anyone who you see is Me'urav Emabrios. Anyone you see, he has good Be'an L'Chavero. People generally like him. They take to him. Be'adua, it's obvious, we know, Shehu Yari Shamayim, that he's someone who fears God. That seems like a strange statement of Chazal. It's echoing a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Gimel Yud. But it seems like a strange statement. So we see that he's good with people, so then he's obviously good with God. What's the relationship? So I recently inherited a whole box of Sfarim from my mother's grandfather. He was a Cherk of Chassid, and a lot of these farm are either Cherk of or Chernobyl because they intermarried. So I was reading through some of them. In fact, this brings us to the Antique Roadshow. They're all falling apart and crumbling and a little bit shedding. But I read through a couple of pieces in a certain sefer by a Chassidish Rebbe from Cherk of or Chernobyl. I think his name was Ritzvi Tversky. I don't have the book with me now. It's in the Heights, but it's called Hatova Tachlis. It's just a small pamphlet of Divrei Torah that he said over at Shal Shudas. So he says an amazing thing in there. He says, we have the pasuk V'yahavta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem. So you have to love your fellow neighbor like yourself, love your friend like yourself, ani Hashem. So the Mefarshim ask on 2 points. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, what do you mean kamocha? How could you ever love anyone kamocha as if he's yourself? Doesn't make any sense. And the end of the pasuk is ani Hashem, I am your God. What shaykhus? What does that have to do with anything? Why are you bringing the fact that Hashem is Hashem when we're talking about bin an l'chavero? They don't seem to jive, they don't seem to go together. So a young Talmud Chacham once pointed out to me, there's another pasuk that's interesting. It says, "Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem." You are children of Hashem. You, B'nai Yisrael, are children of Hashem. So this Talmud Chacham mentioned to me that there's two nafkaminas, there's two things that come out of that pasuk. One, Kadosh Baruch Hu is our father. That's obvious. You're his son, he's our father. Here's a second point, though. If he's our father, then all of us are brothers. Every single one of us has the same father. Every single one of us was created by the same person, or the same being. And so, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem says, not only is he your father, but you're all brothers, you are all relatives. So, I'll derech that. So, this Rebbe tried to say a similar idea. He said, V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Why do you have to be v'yahavta l'recha? Why do you have to love your friend? Why do you have to do it? Kamocha, because he's exactly like you. He's your flesh and blood. Why is he my flesh and blood? How do I know? He's totally unrelated. He's not even my friend. Says the pasuk Ani Hashem. The reason is because I created you. I created both of you. And if I created both of you, you're brothers. You're two pieces of one greater whole. And so you're totally chayav to be v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. You're totally chayav to love each other, to treat each other with dignity, treat each other with respect, because you're totally related, totally intertwined through your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that, the Rebbe explained that the part we say in Shemona Esrei, Mincha on Shabbos, Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, mikamcha Yisrael, ga'echad ba'aretz, that you are one, and your name is one, and because of that, Because of that, we are one. Because of your creation of us, because your perfect being created us, so we are all together, we are all intertwined, and we are all one, ba'aretz, down here. So the mitzvahs of v'ahavta l'rech kamocha, b'nam l'chaveru in general, and the mitzvahs b'nam l'makom, yiras Hashem, avas Hashem, clearly are intertwined, clearly relate to each other in a very deep way. In fact, it seems the more we appreciate Hashem as our Father, memela, eo ipso facto, I don't know which one to use there, but memela, we will have a better relationship, a better appreciation of our brothers of the v'ahavta l'rech kamocha. If you're ohev Hashem, so it'll be much, much easier to be ohev es habrios. Memela, we can understand that gemara in Sukkah. Kol misha matzachein, that people, that cheina love, that people, he's good with people, people like him, he treats people nicely, he's me'uravim abrios. Such a person, be a dua, it's obvious, there's a chazaka, it's clear that he's a yari shamayim, that he has a good relationship with Hashem. What does one have to do with the other? Why do we care if he's good with people, he's good with Hashem? Because the two are related. The better you are with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the better you're going to be bein am l'chavero. And so if we see someone who's perfect bein am l'chavero, he's so wonderful with his friends, so it's clear, it's obvious to us, that he also has, he's on good terms, he has a good relationship with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And come back to our original question. We asked, Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael, Umsachin B'Seich Latov B'nei El Kim Yadam, why are we mentioning Hashem and B'nei Adam? This is a bein am l'chavero. Ma'aris Ayin, don't show Yisrael to other people. Hashem has nothing to do with this. In the time of 3 weeks, it's important to reflect on this. As much as you know, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, primarily, I guess, on Beit HaMichavero, Sinas Chinam Lashon Hara, things of that nature. In a time like this, we're reflecting and recognizing and trying to rectify our chesronos, our lackings, our shortcomings in Bein Adam L'Chavero, treating people properly. So it's important to recognize that that's one thing we have to rectify, but the base for that, the starting point for that, is to recognize and rectify our chesronos, our shortcomings, our lackings towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of Bein Adam L'Chavero, all of us being brothers, all of V'ahavta l'rech kamocha, everyone treating each other properly, that's only true because of our relationship to Hashem. That's only true because our Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to be treated properly. If we work on our davening, if we work on our learning, if we work on Yiras Shemayim, if we work on our Avas Hashem, our love for God, if we work on all these things, so mamela, it will flow, it will happen, that we'll become better Bein Adam L'Chavero, and hopefully, with that avoda, so we will rectify our sins, and we'll have a successful 3 weeks, and Tisha B'Av Haba Aleinu L'Tova, and bring the Beis HaMikdash, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen.